Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Night Kisaten podcast. I'm your host, Cordelia. Today, in this episode, we're going to talk about another late night drama from the summer 2021, called If It Suits Your Ears. 耳に合いましたわ。If It Suits Your Ears, 耳に合いましたら aired from July 9th to October 1st, 2021 in the TV Tokyo Late Night Drama Time Slot, Thursday Drama 24. There are 12 episodes in total, and this is also an original joint work with TV Tokyo and Spotify. This drama is a story about our main character,Misono Takahashi, and her personal development as a new podcaster as well as an adult. Misono works at a pickle-making company called Matsumura Pickling Company. She is not very good at public speaking, and she has a very hard time to step out her comfort zone. ButMisono is very good at talking about what she likes and what she's passionate about to her friends and partners. There are two things Misono loves and passionate about. One is the Japanese chain restaurants, and another one is the podcast.So before joining the pickling company, Misono dreamed of working at a broadcasting company, but unfortunately she failed many of the interviews. She loved radio and the podcast, you know, which also accompanied her during many happy and sad times. Misono starts her day by listening to Kiyoshi Hikawa's podcast, Kiss no Okaeri Gohan.Or Kiss Welcome Home Mail. This podcast actually exists and is even available on Spotify. So if you are interested, you can find the link in this episode's description box. So the fun fact is, Kiyoshi Hikawa is also Misono's favorite manga artist. One day, after failing to speak up for herself at a meeting, Alyssa, who Misono is very close with at work, suggests that she improve her speaking skills by starting a podcast. Misono refuses at first, and Alyssa, who is very smart, does not push her more. Instead, Alyssa just walks away from the topic of the chain restaurants. So in a way thatMisono had already lost a member of her audience. One day, while listening to a podcast, one of her favorite, the host mentions, "If you don't express your love in words, then your passion of it will die." So soon as a result, Misono decides to record and publish her podcast called耳に合いましたら, or It Is Suits Your Ears in English. On one night, while she was eating her takeout and imagining herself at a chain restaurant where she orders her food. So each episode featured a popular Japanese chain restaurant that actually exists. And while Misono eats, she talks about why she likes the food.And recalls some personal memories related to it. Also, in each episode of the drama, different famous Japanese podcasters show up in Misono's imagination to support her on the site while she's recording, which I found is very cute. The podcast made by Misono is actually available on the Spotify, and you can find the link in the description box as well.If you understand Japanese, please give it a try. I find it is to be very cute and easy to follow podcast. There are all kinds of chain restaurants in Japan, which are not just limited to McDonald's, KFC, or other Western fast food chains. There are also Japanese exclusive chains like Matsuya for donburi or bento, Koko Ichibanya for Japanese style curry and rice, also Shushiro for sushi, Gyoza no Oshu for the Japanese style Chinese food and also gyoza. There's also many others. Misono loves chain restaurants and she enjoys talking about them constantly to people around her. Because chain restaurants are open to everyone, especially for the lower middle class communities, anyone can enjoy the comforting food they provide from, you know, anywhere at any time. Misono had a relatively very lonely childhood, and then her mom was always busy at work and had no time to cook for her. So she often ordered food from the chain restaurants for Misono if she had to work late. Therefore, the chain restaurants' food often or always brings the comfort to Misono and brings back a lot of memories for her, so which I believe a lot of people can relate to. Misono is not very keen to challenge herself or try new things. She lives in a normal, let's say, so-so lifestyle and does not like to face her fears. But the best way to change is to take actions. So for Misono, when she is stepping out of her comfort zone, she is afraid, she is nervous, and she gets uncomfortable. She's like a lot of people, she's also embarrassed to listen to her own voice and cares too much about other people think. But soon, with this podcast, she faces her fears. Then eventually, she groans and overcomes her fears. But we all know, this is not an easy journey. The podcast Misono makes opens many new opportunities and experiences for her. For instance, she indeed begins to speak up more at work and also expands her social circle and develops more professional opportunities for herself. For example, to improve on her recording quality, Misono goes on shopping for recording equipment with Alyssa and another coworker named Sasaki. Sasaki then eventually, like, you know, becomes a good friend with Misono's as well. Alyssa's encouragement and push helps Misono to take a huge step. Well, I had a similar situation where my friend Grace, who is also the editor for my scripts for this podcast, encouraged me to start this podcast. What happened was 2 years ago, during the COVID lockdown, Grace and I were talking about the podcast I want to make. And at the time, I also was facing some issues at work, especially that how to stand up for myself more. I recorded a demo and shared it with Grace, but I did not want to upload it to the public because I was worried and afraid that people would make fun of my English. My English was too often criticized by every single person I have met at work and even on the street. But Grace, my friend Grace, said to me, she said, "This fear is something you have to get over with. If you don't, you will never be able to start this podcast. So that day, after taking a deep breath, just like Misono, I pressed a button and published this podcast. Alyssa is a good friend to Misono in the dilemma, and Grace is a good friend of mine as well. Misono's development as a podcaster and as well as adult is huge in the show. And it's relatable because it can also become something true in the real life. We all tend to live in a long, flat, normal, safe lifestyle as long as we can. Once the new experience starts overwriting the old ones, our view of ourselves and others may become far brighter than it is at the present. The best and the most healthy way to connect to the world is to connect to ourselves, to overcome our fears and get comfortable with ourselves. At the end of the dilemma, even though she struggles a lot, Misono finally embraced the changes in her life and even takes on new challenges after facing overcoming so much. I wonder, how many people were encouraged by Misono? And I wonder, how many people started making their own podcasts after watching this dilemma? I know it can happen because I am one of those people. I hope you enjoyed this episode and hope you will give the dilemma a try or even listen to Misono's podcast on Spotify. And if you ever have the chance, please try to eat at a Japanese chain restaurant. Their food is so comforting. This episode is edited by Grace and written by me, Cordelia. Any dialogue mentioned in this episode was also translated from Japanese by me. Thank you again for listening, and talk to you in our next episode.